Hi everyone, Sane Man here. This video is brought to you by a donation from Joaquin, and he didn't give me a topic. So I wanted to share a story I found on the Dead Bedroom subreddit, called Giving Up Is Hard by someone called Send Me Your Bank Info, and here's what he has to say. I'm in my early 30s and I never imagined sex would be so out of reach. If my wife didn't have so many health issues, I would be long gone. I've done it all, sat down for real conversations about intimacy more times than I can recall. It's always the same. I'll work on it. It's not you, it's me. I tell her to F all that and just do something. I set up marriage counseling and it ended up being about her mental health. I'm not saying that it's not important, it's just that marriage counseling sessions should be about us. I know it was a deflection tactic and it worked. I recall specifically when the whole thing changed. The counselor said, "Your relationship is like a garden. Have you been tending your garden?" Then she broke down, but she doesn't remember it that way. If I bring this up, she claims that it didn't happen. So she's now gaslighting me. Perfect. No more marriage counseling after that. I tried giving up and not letting the lack of intimacy affect me. It just festers and makes me bitter. I'll just take care of myself, a grown man, a married man no less, beating his meat in the shower. It's just sad. I'm not ugly. I'm not dirty. I'm not a fucking slob. I don't have a micropenis. Why am I not wanted? And the cycle continues. I'm bitter, she's not attracted. I'd give up if I could. Sex and affection are important to me. It effing sucks. Unquote. Well, Joaquin, thanks for the donation, and I'm sure that you and everyone listening will enjoy this topic. But before I get to it, let me first tell everyone about today's sponsor. There's a war in the West being waged by purple-haired ladies with Orange Man rabies. Let Dr. Be Real tell you about the feminist deal in his two-volume book series called Surviving Fourth Wave Feminism. His books are full of red pill truth bombs and color images discussing the downfall of our society. The left and women are in bed together, and men aren't invited. Don't be a male feminist, get both copies today. It's free with the Kindle app. Amazon's sponsor link is down below. Anyways, now back to the men beating their own meat while their wives are eating pool boy sausage, clown world show. I wanted to post my thoughts under this topic in the Dead Bedroom subreddit, but I can't. Because I'll get banned off of it immediately for spreading MGTOW and red pill ideas. So hopefully some guys over at that forum are going to hear about this video and post it as advice there. I'll keep making more videos trying to help guys that have dead bedrooms, where they are nothing but married incels. Incels, take note. Just because you're in a committed relationship doesn't mean that you will get all the tits on tap that you want. The guy whose story I just shared, let's call him Mr. Bank, if you were the one that was sick and wasn't bringing home the bacon, would she stick around and let you stick it in her? I've heard countless stories from guys that are soldiers, that get PTSD or are wounded, and come home to their lives and wives, and then their wives are gone. Women don't seem to want men that are damaged emotionally and physically and can't provide anymore. But Mr. Bank, you're still with your wife because either you don't want to leave her and look like a complete monster, or because you love her. Many women won't show you that courtesy. Also, I hope that her issues are physically diagnosed instead of just being psychological issues that don't have any physical effects on her body, that she can see. I've seen tons of people fake back injuries and collect workman's compensation, or they lie about depression and then gain sympathy and sit on a couch all day using boxes of Kleenex while eating food and getting fat. I've also experienced the constant excuses in relationships, like when women say, "I'll work on it," or "let's talk about it next month." It's just delay tactics to get your hopes up, and when the following month shows up, there's yet another excuse. Those are obviously deflection tactics, just like the marriage counseling that turned into her saying nothing but me, me, me. Or when she started breaking down emotionally around the counselor when he asked her if she was taking responsibility for her relationship, which was her just unleashing even more deflection and trying to manipulate the counselor into giving her sympathy too. I've experienced the same sort of thing. I dealt with a woman like this and left because there's no way to help someone that puts up barriers for you to help them and your relationship flourish. I suspect, Mr. Bank, if you decide to leave, only then will she say that she seriously wants to work on things and finally give you some sucky, sucky sex. Maybe that's all it's going to take for her to get on her knees and take it, if you know what I mean. The threat of you leaving her and then she'll have to take care of her supposedly sick self. She may be sick. I'm not a doctor and I haven't analyzed her medulla oblongata. Maybe she's wearing those Forrest Gump crutches, and the moment you say you're leaving and heading out the door, suddenly she can stand up without them. It must have been a miracle or something like that. When you bring certain things up and she says that it didn't happen that way, or that she didn't remember it that way, she's trying to make you crazy and start remembering reality the way that she's making it up. Because you love her, and she can use your love against you. Using another person's love against them is the definition of selfish, and it shows that she doesn't love you. She got her way by shutting down the marriage counseling while still keeping the marriage. For her, you are a value, and keeping the marriage going creates that value for her. If you leave, she's screwed. Not having sex with your wife, someone you love, is just going to create greater and greater resentment. Until one day you say, "That's it, I'm horny as hell and I'm not going to take this celibacy anymore." I keep sharing that story over and over again about that guy that was a truck driver that only slept with his mail-order Ukrainian wife once a year, and she had a daughter with him to cement the deal. Mr. Banks sounds to me like you don't even have a daughter. Either she stops playing these games and starts getting down on the carpet and playing sucky-sucky, or you start packing. You don't sound like you're an actual incel, but it's women like your wife that push you to so much thirst that you can go out and start cheating and having affairs. Meanwhile, odds are pretty good she might be getting it from someone else. After all, there's that old saying that if she's not getting it from you, then she's getting it from somebody else. I can understand a woman not being in the mood every second or third time that you try and rip off her clothes and ravage her, but zero times while playing psychological games and complaining about her health. No one should buy that as being the truth when she's probably getting laid elsewhere and the health issues probably aren't stopping it. I would hire a private investigator to find out if she's cheating behind your back, Mr. Bank. You also mentioned in your exchanges on that subreddit that it's not you that she doesn't want to give her sexual attention to, but just that she can't. Maybe she's a quadriplegic. But how hard would it be for her to just lay there in bed and pretend that she's a lifeless love doll? So long as her vag is functional, she can put up a curtain around her head and then read a book or something while you, her husband, bangs her. I don't see a problem with that. If she is a quadriplegic, she won't even feel anything. Mr. Bank resents the situation, but he loves her. Maybe he doesn't have to leave. In that case, he can get his sexual needs met elsewhere, and his wife can still fulfill his nagging and gaslighting needs. Then again, this might be a fake story, and Mr. Bank might actually be Mrs. Bank. And she's there to make sure the guys think that staying with a disabled woman is the right thing to do, even though many women won't do that for a man. I wouldn't put it past women doing stuff like that. I mentioned before that when I've gone to the Dead Bedroom subreddit, there were a lot of women posting stories about not getting sex from their husbands. Almost every story I ran into was that. Maybe many guys got wise and called these women out for flooding the message board full of such messages, so that women that frequent that place began impersonating men and changing their strategy. I'm not a conspiracy theorist, but just look at the gaslighting and manipulative games Mr. Banks has to go through with his wife. So it's possible that other women are playing games too. I think that's about all I've got to say on this topic. For the rest of this video, I want to discuss what's been going on with the world with regards to jabs that are increasingly becoming mandatory. I'm still not planning on getting one even if I can't go to a grocery store and buy food. I'll just get others to do it for me. I'm scripting this at the end of August 2021, and I know at least half a dozen people that will be unemployed if they don't get their jabs in the next few months. For years, I've been dealing with variable income from month to month, and envied those with stable jobs and income. Now they envy me because I don't get a paycheck. But I'm lucky to be supported by all you guys and the YouTube money I earned and invested years ago paying me dividends. One by one, the anti-vaxxers are getting jabbed. With each one that gets their shot, the pressure comes off, so they figure, why fight for their rights, as it's already too late? I'm talking about people that have done the research and understand they'll be coming booster shots. I've now realized, much like back when I started traveling on my own, that when it comes to standing my ground, I'm alone in this as well. I've been doing a lot of research about the feasibility about going off the grid, with regards to buying your own land and growing chickens. But that just means the government will shut down your farm and probably send you to a COVID camp, if only 2 or 3% of the population don't get their jabs. I suspect my ability to use a bank account and possibly drive or leave home to go outside may soon be curtailed. The banking I can deal with, as well as the house arrest. But if the driving rights are threatened to be taken away, then it's time to head for the hills or the mountains. Jeff Berwick, better known as the Dollar Vigilante, is building a secret compound in Mexico. And he was the first person that said the same things that I'm thinking. He said that it's quite possible that the only people that remain free and possibly survive in the West in the coming insanity are people that go and hide in the mountains for 3 to 5 years. So I'm planning something. Not sure if I'll go through with it, but I may have to if things get bad. Alberta, Canada doesn't have vaccine passports, so I might go there if they let me buy food and use a bank machine. I mentioned in other videos that I might head down to the States for a few months, or even Mexico, which has a permanent resident program with Canadians, if they have a certain amount of verifiable assets. Jeff Berwick is in Mexico, and if it's good enough for him, it's good enough for me. I don't want the jab because I already have a compromised immune system, with a slightly lower T-cell count. As a result of staph infections, I'm almost on a zero-carb diet. I can't risk my innate immune system being messed up and being reprogrammed to fight COVID when it's already fighting staph and fungal infections. My situation is not hypothetical, and if you think it is, try avoiding all the sugar and mostly carbs, except a handful of high-fat nuts and seeds that are mostly healthy fats for years and years, and accept that you'll never eat fruit or sugar again for your entire lifetime. All that so you can live without horrific pain. So when someone says they might have a nice jab for me that might shut down my immune system a few notches, you can understand why I'd refuse. As for guys that are married incels, it's worse than the unmarried ones, because at least those guys can pay for a working girl without their imaginary wives trying to figure out where all the money in the savings account went. Money that she was going to use to fix up the bed that they never bang each other on anyways. A situation so bad that even your wife won't even put on a strap-on and smash you on the super high thread count sheets that seemingly turn her on so much with regards to shopping therapy. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Joaquin for the donation, and I hope you enjoyed this topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that married incels smash themselves in solitude in the shower. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, and MGTOW.TV to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized, and if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45 US, and I won't rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps the women that marry you and turn off the BJs and cooch rides and then turn you into a married incel away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.